coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy hump day, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm, one day before the Browns and the Bengals will kick off week 9 of the National Football League season down at Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati, where the Browns went down on a Thursday night 1 year ago and beat the Bengals 24-3. Things a little bit different this time around. The Browns entering at 2-5. The Bengals, of course, undefeated. Or the Browns at 2-6. The Bengals undefeated at 7-0 right now. Playing very, very good football. But before we get to this matchup, we obviously are going to take your calls all day long. We're going to go ahead and hear from you, 216-578-0850. Big news out of Berea today. Johnny Manziel will start at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. He is going to go. Josh McCown, of course, here's what Mike Pettine had to say, quote, "On the short week, we realized that Josh just wasn't going to be able to get to the point where he could go. Johnny has worked hard to prepare himself. He's excited about his opportunity, and we are all looking forward to the challenge we face in a good Bengals football team on Thursday night." Your initial reaction to what you hear right there from Mike Pettine and Johnny Manziel being the starting quarterback?
I like the decision, and I think for those of you out there who didn't think that Mike Pettine had the best interest of Josh McCown in the forefront of his mind in that football game when he's getting beaten, battered, and cowered over, on the sideline, this is that opportunity. And as I mentioned last week, and that was on a full week, if Josh McCown was in that 50 to 60% range, you know, beat up after the St. Louis Rams game to get ready for this past week's football game, a couple days off, we'll get him up to 65, maybe 70, but, you know, get to 75, you know, by Friday, get that shot, get him up to 85, 90%, which is where a majority of National Football League players are playing right now at this point in the season, even before their bye, he'd be ready to go. With this short week, if Josh is at that 50 or 60% range, with it being such a quick turnover, he's only going to get to 65, 70%, still feeling the effects of two, you know, rough weeks on him as a quarterback, and I don't mind it. And I think you appease a lot of people, if you've been chomping at the bit to see what Johnny is, because you're in his corner and you want to see him grow as the franchise quarterback, or B, you want to see what he can do so that Ray Farmer and this scouting staff and Mike Pettine and these coaches can see what they have in Johnny, knowing what direction they have to take as a franchise going into next year's draft.
For Johnny, how helpful is it that he had to prepare like the starter last week, he's had to prepare like the starter this week, and that in the one game that he did start and play fully as a starter in his rookie year, although it was disastrous,
yep,
he prepared for the Cincinnati Bengals, who have the same defensive coordinator and, for the most part, the same personnel on defense.
The same personnel and all that kind of stuff is all fine and good, but, you know, because of the NFL, there's so much turnover from week to week, you forget and remember things so quickly. So for Johnny, I think, you know, he's already kind of forgot about what happened, you know, the defense that he saw last week. And maybe he'll see some familiarities in it this year, but they're probably doing some things different because the players are a little bit different. But Johnny's a different guy right now. He's a different person. He's a different quarterback for sure. Maybe not so much the different person, because of some of his most recent off-the-field acts. But he's a different football player. And he's a different quarterback than he was last year. So I don't expect the outcome that we received last year here at First Energy Stadium with Johnny as, you know, starting his first football game. And I do believe, as to your point, that last week him getting a significant portion of the reps and this week on a short week getting all the reps will have him, you know, slightly ahead of the learning curve. And it also will allow John DeFilippo to take out a few of the things that are or more Josh McCown's style of football play and maybe add like we saw Kyle Shanahan add.
Sure.
You know, that the pistol and the gun significantly, but add some of the things that Johnny does well, and you're going to see more of those throughout this game plan.
Do you think, you know, for Johnny, how big is the memory because for people in the NFL? Because I'm curious. Johnny went out there, played Cincinnati. It was a disaster last year. He faces Cincinnati again now, primetime, the eyes of the nation. And on the flip side, for Cincinnati, I know they got their revenge here in Cleveland.
Yep.
But they were embarrassed for them on national television a year ago on a Thursday night. Is this something that the players are going to be more fired up about because it is a Thursday night game
yes.
again? It is the Browns again. It is in Cincinnati again. And while they did beat the Browns at home, that was not a nationally televised game.
Right. No, you're right about that. The Cincinnati Bengals will not forget what happened on their home field. They will not forget, and I remember doing the show with you the next Friday thereafter, and you're talking about how the lower bowl for a high portion of the fourth quarter became the Browns territory throughout Paul Brown Stadium, and how they had been up so long and they were beating this football team that that's embarrassing on your home turf, and you don't forget.
Sure.
But from a Johnny Manziel standpoint, I do think in some cases, does he remember it? Sure. Can you erase it from your memory? No. Had he not started against the Tennessee Titans, he would hang on to it a heck of a lot harder, you know, saying, oh, the only time that, you know, that my last start ended up like this, and that's my only start, and so on and so forth. And so, yes, it would be fresher in his mind, but knowing that I went out there against another pro football team in the Tennessee Titans, played well, didn't play my best football, but played well, got us a win, is what's hanging in Johnny Manziel's mind. And a lot of the reason why is stories came out, you know, a few weeks after, that Johnny was pissed that he wasn't, you know, retained as a starter week after week moving forward, which is what you want out of a competitor.
Of course. And interesting just tidbits about Johnny Manziel. Johnny, when he played in week number one, he threw 4 passes to Gary Barnage. Week number two, 1. 5 of his 50 targets have been to Gary Barnage, or his attempts this season have been to Gary Barnage for Johnny Manziel this year. Johnny Manziel has not thrown a single pass to Duke Johnson yet on the season. I'm pretty sure that will change this year. Again, he's thrown 50 passes this year, 5 to Barnage. I think he will utilize Gary Barnage a little bit more in this game this week against the Cincinnati Bengals, who have given up over 100 yards receiving, 2 tight ends in each of the last 2 games, and 3 of the last 5 overall. We'll talk a ton about Johnny. We want your thoughts on it. Are you happier seeing? I am, because to me, we're in full-on evaluation mode, and I want to see what happens with Johnny Manziel. I don't know if this is – Petten has not said that this is a switch permanently. I think the door is open for Josh McCown to come back and start against the Pittsburgh Steelers if that would be the case in week number 10. But for right now, Johnny Manziel will start for you with Joe Haden out. You will see Pierre Desir. You will see Justin Gilbert and Johnson Batamosi at cornerback. And then at safety, you will see Ibrahim Campbell with Dante Whitner out at that position. Now, the Browns also made a roster move today. They placed Rob Housler, who has his free agency is in 1 year. Almost $2 million, 1 catch, 6 yards on the year for Rob Housler. His season is over with a hamstring injury. And the team has brought up Deontay Pop Saunders, who played safety for them off of the practice squad, because with Jordan Poyer and Whitner out, you don't have another safety behind Campbell and Deshaun
right.
Gibson. Deontay Saunders will be that player this weekend. And it is, I've also heard, given the injuries to the wide receiver room, because you look at it now, it's kind of easy to see who's going to be inactive for the Browns this week. McCown's going to be inactive. You've got Andrew Hawkins.
Brian Hartline.
You've got Brian Hartline. You've got Joe Haden. You've got Dante Whitner. I have been told that we will see E.J. Bibbs for the first time this season.
Bibtacular
against a team that has been struggled with tight ends. And I would think the bringing up of Deontay Saunders means that probably Don Jones, who is the other quote-unquote safety on the roster but more of a special teams guy, likely would be down this
yes.
week as well.
Yes.
So interesting moves there, but Rob Housler's tenure in Cleveland most likely has come to an end.
It has.
Unceremoniously.
And I find it, you know, I don't say funny is the wrong word, but you brought Housler in and we pumped him up knowing what he had done in a few years in Arizona and his speed and his ability to get down the field and potentially replace Jordan Cameron, but
he was beaten out by Gary Barnage.
He was beaten out by Gary Barnage, who was a 50-50 guy. You know, who was as good at blocking as he was receiving and was going to play a good role for this football team, but not the role that we have seen him play. And I think it just makes Rob Housler putting him down, and as you mentioned, his future here in Cleveland, you know, is almost gone, because you know, Barnage is in a contract year, but he's performing as one of the top 3 tight ends in the National Football League.
He most certainly is. The guy's absolutely dominant. He's given you 100 yards receiving or a touchdown in 6 straight games has Gary Barnidge for the Cleveland Browns. So today on the show, we're going to hear the Ray. We're going to play the Ray Farmer press conference again. For those of you that missed it, we'll play it in its entirety. I will play half of it in our first hour at 1:30, half of it in our second hour at 2 o'clock. And we will just go through that. We'll have an opportunity for your reaction to it. We'll give our reactions to it as well. I thought it certainly was a challenging press conference, because when you're the general manager and your picks have performed like his have and the team is struggling, that's a tough spot to be in. And we will go through that and really analyze what was said and why by Ray Farmer in that press conference. We do want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. Do you think Johnny, now that he's starting at this point in the season, this is game 9, it's the beginning of the second half of the year, does that mean it's it for Josh McCown? Is it time for Johnny to be the guy the rest of the way, regardless of what happens in Cincinnati? We can talk about that today. We'll have a better picture Friday after we see what happens down there in Cincinnati. But that's the big news today. Johnny Manziel will start at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Josh McCown just not able to get ready to go. And I can't say that I am surprised by that. He was pretty physically beaten up in the last two games against the Rams and the Arizona Cardinals. By the way, the Browns have announced their look for Thursday Night Football. It will be a whiteout. It will be white jerseys, white pants, brown socks, and, of course, the orange helmet that is always on the Cleveland Browns. I would love a white alternate helmet, but you're not allowed to have alternate helmets in the NFL.
Not anymore.
That would be pretty sweet.
I recall when we were in San Diego, obviously the powder blues that Chris Berman absolutely loves, we wore an alternate helmet, which was the white helmet, you know, the just the bolt, the number on the side of the helmet as well, and a gray mask. And I'll be honest with you, it, not so much at that point. You know, you'll run through a brick wall when you're young and dumb in the NFL and you're making the kind of money that you're making. My alternate helmet never fit like my regular helmet. And
even though it was the same size and everything?
Same size and everything. It just never fit. The air was it never felt, you know, it's like putting on, you know, your mules. No other mule is going to fit like your Jordan mules, you know? And that's what it was. A helmet that you practice in all year round, year after year. Yes, it get refurbished, but it's yours. And then you put one on for 1 week, it felt like you stole someone else's helmet.
If only somebody could find me those Jordan mules on eBay. There literally is, the sole is just completely falling apart on those.
It's trash, those things.
Come on, man. I love those shoes. All right, when we come back, we'll open up the phone lines, 216-578-0850. Let's get talking about it. Johnny Manziel, your expectations. What do you think? Is this the time to make the switch permanently, regardless of how he plays? Is it time now for the Browns to look to the future? Plus, Ray Farmer's press conference, all that and more here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.